Let's pray. Gracious God, in your presence, we hear your word to us. Lord, open our minds to understand that you are truly the bread of life. Open our hearts to receive your love so that we can rightly take this good news into our daily lives, into our communities. Amen. Where is God present in our community? This building is a sign of God's presence in the community. It is a Christian church. But the church, as we know, is much more than a building. We read in the Old Testament about King David's desire to have a building dedicated to God, to house the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark was the symbol to the people, those old people of God, of the presence of God within the community. They had carried it since the days in the wilderness, as they journeyed through the wilderness. Because the Ark was with them, they believed that God was with them. They had carried it and had it when they entered the promised land and conquered the land. And finally, when they were well established, when they had a king, the king had his home, his house, his palace. They had a city as their capital, Jerusalem. David thought it was time to build a permanent home for the Ark as a sign of God's presence in that place. But it was his son Solomon who built the temple, as we saw. It was opened and dedicated with much ceremony and prayer, as we heard. God's message to David, when he asked his prophet Nathan that he was to build a temple, that he wanted to build a temple, was that his son would build the physical temple, but God would build a house for David, a house of descendants, a dynasty. So God promised to David an everlasting dynasty, a kingdom that would have no end. God kept that promise when Jesus was born. Jesus was the presence of God with us in human form. The divine and the human came together in the one person, this man Jesus, born in Nazareth, whom we call the Messiah, the Christ. Now, this is not easy for people to understand and believe even today, as it was not easy in Jesus' day. Jesus taught that it is only by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that we can accept this central truth of the Christian gospel. You can't work it out with your mind alone, and those who tried did not succeed. Jesus explained it to his first disciples in various ways, including the way we heard today, that he was the bread of life. The bread that had come down from heaven. He was compared with the manna that God sent to the Israelites in the desert. And since this conversation developed, are you like Moses who gave us bread? But Jesus pointed the people beyond Moses, beyond that great prophet, to his Father in heaven, to our Father in heaven, who was the true giver of all good things, including the manna in the desert. In those days when they were in the wilderness. But unlike that bread, which only fed the people for one day, remember they had to go and collect it every morning because they couldn't keep it. Unlike that bread that they could only collect for one day, Jesus was the spiritual bread that could be fed on forever, for always. The bread of life that Jesus was talking about. His life was available to us through his Spirit, is an eternal bread, a bread that is always present, always there to feed us. Now, this is not easy for people to understand with our human understanding. So later with his disciples, Jesus explained that he was talking about a spiritual feeding. People get stuck on the physical. Okay, once upon a time we had this physical manna that fed us in the desert. Okay, Jesus, what can you do like that? This bread that feeds us forever, what's that like? They were thinking in a physical way, but Jesus wanted to explain to his disciples this was a spiritual understanding. Many people couldn't grasp that. They couldn't understand. And they said, this teaching about that Jesus is doing is just too hard for us. And the scriptures tells us clearly that people turned away. He said, and that happens today. People cannot grasp the truth of the Christian gospel because they're trying to understand it with their minds. They don't open themselves to the Spirit, because only with the Spirit can we truly understand what God offers to us in Jesus Christ, this bread of life. The disciples, Jesus turned to his disciples and says, how about you? Is it too hard for you? Are you off as well? No, they said, it is you only who have the words of eternal life. And this is the truth. Only Jesus can give us this sustaining nourishment, this spiritual life that is greater than all of our physical life, that enables us to have hope even in the midst of death, that enables us to have hope even in the midst of so much uncertainty. When all is lost, God gives eternal life. The disciples believed that in Jesus, the promise to King David long ago had been fulfilled. In him, the everlasting kingdom had begun. But it wasn't a physical kingdom, as a lot of people expected. And people still look to God for physical solutions in the world today. And God does work miracles. But in the end, God is about a spiritual kingdom, a kingdom that will have no end, a life that is beyond the physical. God was not present in the bricks and mortar of the physical temple in Jerusalem that Solomon built. He wasn't present in the temple that King Herod had built long after King Solomon's temple was destroyed by the Babylonians. God was not present in the temple that was there standing in Jesus' time. This was the difficult thing for people to understand, because Jesus also talked about him being the temple, his physical body being the temple, and if they tore it down, as they did when they hung him on a cross, it would be raised up on the third day. Thinking physically, people said, no, it's not. It doesn't take 3 days. It takes a lot more than 3 days to build a temple. Jesus again was talking spiritually. God was present with the people then in the person of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, who was God with us. So today, God is not present in church buildings, but in the people who gather here in these buildings. Church buildings are important. We need a place to gather. We need a home. We all need a home, a place. And they stand in the community as a symbol of God's presence, as a symbol that God's people are in the community and come together to give glory and praise to God, to worship God. God is present as we meet for worship. But God is also present as we go into the world and we serve as God's people in all the activities that we do. God is present in the community through us as God's people every moment of every day, wherever we are, whatever we're doing. God is present in us because God has given to us the Holy Spirit. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are the spiritual people in physical bodies with many human flaws and frailties, but nevertheless, we are given by God through Jesus the privilege of being the people of God, the body of Christ, the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's who we are. God is present through us and in us in our communities today. Today in our community, there's a strong focus on physical health. We're not sitting here with masks on for no reason, because there is a threat. There is a threat to us. We are fighting a strong virus. Today we're wearing masks to prevent the virus attacking our bodies. We see images of people fighting the virus in the full armour, PPE as they call it, personal protective equipment. We see them on the TV, people in the full armour. And there are many messages in our community about taking care of our mental health in such times as these, when many of the normal life activities have been curtailed, we are no longer to do. How do we cope medically? People are fearful and uncertain about their own future and about the future of the planet. Our physical bodies and our communities are under attack from many sides. But I hear little, if anything, about the need to be protected spiritually. If we are connected to the eternal life of God, if we know the eternal love of God, then we need not fear the physical and the mental attacks that come upon us. Doesn't mean we shouldn't recognize them and take action against them, but we need not fear them. They need not overcome us because we are spiritual people. It doesn't mean we should let our guard down. We need to follow the health instructions to prevent getting the virus. But like protecting our physical and our mental health, we need to protect our spiritual health as well. And so the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Ephesus with this very thing in mind. So listen to what Paul wrote about the whole armor of God. He says, "Finally, let the mighty strength of the Lord make you strong. Put on all the armor that God gives so that you can defend yourself against the devil's tricks. We are not fighting against humans. We are fighting against the forces and the authorities, against the rulers of darkness, against the powers in the spiritual world. We live in a spiritual reality as much as we live in a physical reality. And there are many spiritual forces that would seek to destroy us. So, says Paul, put on all the armor that God gives. Then when that evil day comes, you will be able to defend yourself. When the battle is over, you will still be standing firm. Be ready. Let the truth be like a belt around your waist. Let the truth always stick with the truth." I love that text in John. "The truth shall make you free. Let the truth be like a belt around your waist. Let God's justice protect you like armor." As Effie said earlier, we should not seek revenge ourselves, or let God's justice work itself out in our world. Your desire to tell the good news about peace should be like shoes on your feet. As you travel around, be people of peace, with a desire to tell the good news about peace, the peace that only God can give. Let your faith be like a shield, and you will be able to stop all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Keep strong in faith. There are many assaults, attacks upon our faith. Keep strong in our faith. Use it like a shield against the flaming arrows of the evil one, as Paul says. Let God's saving power be like a helmet. Protect your understanding with God's saving power. And for a sword, use God's message that comes from the Spirit, the good news of God through Jesus Christ, is the sword that we can attack with, against all that would attack us. And finally, says Paul, never stop praying, especially for others. Always pray by the power of the Spirit. Stay alert. Keep praying for all God's people. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. Just like the physical buildings, just like our physical bodies and our mental health, our spiritual life needs to be looked after. Our spiritual life needs to be protected. So, put on the whole armor of God. Amen.